Vanya dragged the man by his manacled hands through the hall. He knew better than to falter or stumble by now. She'd taught him that the hard way. The guards opened the door for her and closed them behind her. At the head of the hall was a throne, and on it sat Selene, one of the most powerful sorceresses of the realms. Vanya dragged the man forward until the guards on either side of Selene tensed up. Then she tossed him forward.
"Iago, the thief, as you requested," she announced.
Selene raised an eyebrow, and with the flick of her finger, the bag over Iago's head flew away as if pulled. The man looked around wildly, giving muffled shouts against the gag in his mouth.
"Excellent," Selene said happily.
She motioned with her head, and the guards on either side of her throne stepped forward and grabbed Iago by the arms, lifting him and carrying him away.
"I've been searching for that man for years now. He's eluded or slain scores of bounty hunters I've sent after him. But finally, you've brought him right to my feet. You simply must allow me to give you a small bonus to show my appreciation."
"I would be most honored, Your Magnificence," Vanya said with a smirk and a slight curtsy.
"I shall fulfill your deepest fantasy,"
Selene declared grandly. Vanya balked. "That's not necessary, madame," she said sheepishly. "The payment will be just..." She trailed off as her armor was getting tighter.
"Nonsense," Selene contended. "You've done such a marvelous job for me, and your fantasy is so fantastic."
Vanya blushed and looked around, but there was no one else in the grand hall. She shifted in place, unable to tell if the sudden tightness of her clothes was just awkwardness of the moment, or if Selene was serious.
Vanya stammered. "I wouldn't want to impose."
She looked around again. Her armor was getting painful now.
"Hush now, my dear,"
Selene told her gently but firmly.
"Balloons don't talk."
Vanya blushed bright red, even as she felt a twinge in her nethers. Selene made another gesture, and woman began to walk out of the curtains behind her, approaching Vanya. They had skin of ebony and ivory and caramel, with faces of striking beauty, and the most luscious figures Vanya had ever seen. Hips and thighs and bottoms that made her forget her predicament for a moment. The little clothing they wore only seemed to enhance their nakedness, and they approached Vanya with seductive smiles. She tried to move but found it difficult, her armor now constricting her. The women moved around her and began to undress her. First, her sword belt and bags. Then they began to work on the buckles of her armor. With each buckle unbuckled, Vanya's flesh bulged outwards, her armor pushing further and further apart. She looked down to see a canyon of cleavage below her breastplate, her breast swollen to enormous size. She looked over her shoulder to see her behind inflated upwards, her hips and thighs stretching her breeches until they shined in the light. The woman continued to undress her, taking off her armor piece by piece, giving her soft caresses and teasing pinches as they did. Then they began on her clothing until Selene called,
"Stop!"
The woman stopped and looked up at her expectantly.
"Not that bit,"
she said mischievously. All the women turned to look at Vanya, and she looked back and forth at them. Then she felt it. Her belly was pushing out against her breeches, so tight it felt like they would cut her in two. She licked her lips and tried to say something, but words failed her. Two of the women on either side of her lightly held her arms. Vanya could have easily broken free, but she couldn't seem to bring herself to. All the women in the room looked at her as she swelled, and she felt the button on her breeches begin to creak and strain. Selene looked up at her knowingly, then back down, the whole room watching as she filled like a balloon. Just when she thought she couldn't take it, the button exploded and clattered to the floor, Vanya's massive belly falling free and enormous. Relief washed over her, and the women around her tittered and chuckled, laughing amongst themselves.
"There we go,"
Selene called, clapping her hands. The women began to move again, undressing Vanya as her body swelled outwards, each piece of clothing seeming to come off just when it would have been too tight to move a second later. They continued to caress and rub the inflating woman,
giving a squeeze to her breast or a pat to her bottom. Vanya was nearly shaking in pleasure. Her limbs began to fatten and grow shorter as the massive ball that was her belly seemed to grow more and more.
I could barely move, she declared.
Well, you should have thought of that before you let yourself go so badly, a soft voice teased her.
Vanya looked and the woman was smirking seductively.
You really have become so dreadfully fat, another voice said in the same tone from the other side.
Vanya looked to find her wearing the same expression.
I mean, look at you,
came another voice.
Most women couldn't get this large over their whole lives, even if they tried. But you've become such a hog. I fear you might float away.
Vanya felt her crotch touch the warm carpet, and she almost came. Their teasing, both verbally and with their hands, had worked her into a frenzy. But by now, she couldn't move. She felt her feet slide along the floor as her body continued to grow, forcing them apart. She was rapidly becoming a ball with just her hands and feet sticking out, her now tiny head resting in a cushion of her own form.
Okay, girls, take the balloon away before she pops,
Celine said, waving a hand dismissively. And Vanya did come as the woman rolled her forward onto her belly, giggling all the while. They rolled her sideways through the side entrance in the curtains. Vanya's vision went from the ceiling to the walls to the floor, with plenty of lovely women in between. They rolled her into a large, well-appointed room, with lush cushions and beds, silks hung throughout.
Okay, fatty, we're here,
a voice told her. And Vanya watched as half of the woman ran to one side of the room, clearing a path. Suddenly, she felt a push, and she rolled over and over, only to be stopped by the group that had broken away. They laughed happily and then pushed her back to the original group. They did this several times, and each time Vanya hit a wall of hands, they groped and teased and caressed her massive body. Finally, they stopped, and a beauteous woman stepped forward and put her hands on either side of Vanya's trapped face. She leaned in and kissed her passionately. Vanya moaned and returned her kiss, and as the woman moved away, another was right there to take her place. Vanya felt warm skin push into her hands, soft breasts and sumptuous hips. Hands began to caress and massage her all over, and she gasped as she felt fingers part her lips. They slid inside her and worked expertly, bringing her to orgasm quickly and satisfyingly. The woman at her face continued to kiss her, occasionally moving to rub their breast in her face. While below, she felt a woman's mouth replace the fingers.